What's up, y'all? It's your man Ernest, or You Love Ernest, back again with another episode of the Ernest Thoughts Podcast. So let's get right into it. I have a lot to do and so little time, or at least it feels that way. So this first topic here, I haven't worked out the title yet, or at least fleshed it out fully. But it's something to the effect of, do you still want to be a royal, or one of part of the royal family? Where did this question come from, or why am I talking about this? Well, this whole Catherine situation, this Princess of Wales, Catherine, Princess of Wales, I guess that's how I'm going to address her. This whole situation regarding her. Now, I might be late, by the way, because I remember first reading about this. In fact, this was this the article that I'm looking at right now that I'm referencing. It's an article in the middle of March, or the beginning of March, March 16. It was published March 16. So there might be more recent news to come out from this situation that I don't know of, because, well, honestly, I don't keep up with this situation. But or this type of news or whatever. But the reason as to why I'm talking about it here is because when I first heard about it, or saw like inklings of it on X or Twitter, it brought me back to a time to where I was messing with this woman at this one time, and she was real big on following the royal family. You know, and this is before, this is actually before Meghan Markle and everyone else started to, actually get into the royals and all that other stuff. I want to say this is like a couple years before that. So maybe Meghan and, the dude she with now, maybe they were dating at the time, but they weren't married, when I was, messing with that chick. So, man, we weren't married either. Ooh, but no. She was real into that, and I really wasn't, obviously, but I remember that's all she ever wanted to talk about was just them MFers, and I could care less. But I was still, and I'm just gonna keep it real, I was still, she still let me hit, so I just put up with it because of the sex. I'm just keeping it real with y'all. But she would talk about it all the time. I would only chime in because I knew about Princess Diana. And the only reason why I knew about Princess Diana is because I remember hearing about her, obviously, a lot as a kid. I remember, when she died, it was a big deal. It was a real big deal when she died. And I remember actually watching the news reports and seeing all this other stuff like about it. But that's as far as my, I guess, my me being like into the royals and stuff. Also, Diana was one of the very, if not the only person that was in that circle that I actually had some type of respect or reverence for because of who she was as an individual. As opposed to everybody else that gets into these circles, or that's already in this circle, and they're not my type of people. That's all I'm going to say and leave it at that. They're not my type of people. They're not my cup of tea, for British references and stuff. But that's just what it is. So, I bring this up because, like I said, when I was first hearing about the whole Catherine situation, I thought about the lady I was messing with years ago, and how she was really, yeah, putting your thumbs up and like, the video was saying. But I thought about that and how she was really into the royal family. And I just and there's a lot of people like her, that are, not of that, and they really want to see that, especially after or since the Meghan Markle thing and all this other stuff, especially with a lot of the divestors. They want to be a part of that because they now see themselves being a part of this wicked, wicked family. But there's a lot of controversy surrounding the Royals. Now, there's articles that I can point you to that break down all of the controversy. Heck, you got dude that was buddy buddy with Prince, well, not Prince, he Prince Charles, who was buddy buddy with Jeffrey Epstein, who's being named within these within this situation regarding Diddy right now. So, you still got some crazy stuff going on within the Royals, but this one here regarding the Princess of Wales, I'll have the article in the description box below, but I feel as though I'm going to read part of it. I don't think I'm going to read all of it, but who knows? And it goes as well. Let me read the title and then give a shout out to the writer because I got to do that. Princess of Wales controversy has only gotten worse. Written by AJ Willingham, and again, this was published March 16th. So, any updates that has happened since then, I didn't know because I don't follow this stuff. So, yeah, the public absence of Catherine, Princess of Wales, has grown from a niche royal watcher concern to an international punchline in a matter of weeks. While Kensington Palace said her January abdominal surgery was planned and indicated she would be out of the public eye through March, several unusual details, grainy photos, an altered image, vague medical information, irregular updates from the British royal family have kept the public guessing. That's never a good thing. Catherine's so-called disappearance has led TikTok and Etsy users to swan dive into bizarre conspiracy theories and jokes so thickly intertextual, it makes one wonder if social media really does give us brain worms. Damn. Droves of amateur detectives have crafted timelines and deep dives into the princess's movements over the last few months, combining real concern with outlandish conspiracy. Regular people moonlighting as photo forensic specialists have suggested recent images of Kate are fabricated, spinning theories on where she actually is and who they think is trying to cover up the truth. By the way, people, this is a CNN article. This is CNN sounding real, real. Like they talking hella cash-ish about y'all. Like they're not, y'all gotta pay attention to these words. Y'all can't read between the lines. I'm gonna continue reading, but hopefully y'all know that they're making fun of y'all. Y'all being the individuals who was looking deep into this quote unquote conspiracy. Like I said, I could give a damn to be honest with you, but it was brought to my attention. I thought it was interesting enough to talk about this and to just simply ask y'all the question, do y'all still want to be a part of this royal family? And yes, there are a lot of jokes. At first, it was just the typical guffaws that arise whenever something social net worthy gets passed around the online comedy circuit. Maybe Kate got a Brazilian butt lift. I would like to see that. Ooh. Let me continue. Maybe she got terrible bangs and is hiding away until they grow out. Every white woman ever. Maybe she's getting in shape after a long MLB season. And then, after a Mother's Day photo of the princess and her three children was believed to have been altered and subsequently pulled by news agencies. Interesting. Things started to get more serious and more unhinged. CNN, aren't you a news agency? Did you have this up there? Did you pull it out? Don't make it seem as though if you all did the same thing that these other agencies did, that you're just absolved from it, CNN. Don't think because I'm reading from a CNN article that I actually believe y'all. Y'all still trash. I'm gonna continue. Typically, complimentary British media outlets began to ask more pointed questions. American TV shows openly made fun of what was quickly becoming a royal mess. Let me guess, SNL? It doesn't say, or at least not where I'm reading it saying. But I'm pretty sure it was SNL that said some goofy shit about it. That wasn't funny. Even trotting out theories that had previously been the exclusive fodder of gossip enthusiasts. More on that in a bit. Please don't. Oh, and Kate still hasn't been seen in public since December. The uproar, the theories, the analyses, the jokes, and yes, the serious concern. They all show the multitude of ways people interact with and view the royal family. I'm not going to read the rest. This article was really, yeah, that's all I'm going to say. And then, yeah, what I will say is, well, no, I don't think the writer really cared much about offending people. They were being real snarky, so I'm just going to say the article sucks. And I'm not saying that to be snarky. I just don't. I stopped reading because I was getting brain worms reading that. But no, in all honesty, I think the article had a particular tone because it was on CNN. And CNN being a big propaganda machine and a big on just pushing the status quo. Of course, they're going to make it seem as though the individuals who are voicing concern for Kate are just, oh, you're just crazy internet people who are just loony and bored and they're just conspiracy theory. Now, there might be truth to that. Like I said, I haven't personally looked too much into this situation. When it was presented to me, this is what I pretty much took from it. This woman was missing since January or so, and they have, altered photos as mentioned before. But then, if these photos are not altered, and people like if you have photos on your news outlet, right, on your news website, and people are pointing out that they're altered, and if they're not altered, why are you then taking them down? That screams suspicion there. So you can go on your little, I'm on CNN, we're condescending, and we like to tell people that, we like to be pretend we're the know-it-alls. And if you don't know, and you can pretend to do all of that. But not saying CNN did this, but they tried to throw their other, propaganda machines under the bus by saying, well, they took down those pictures. Why? If those photos were not altered the way that people are claiming that those pictures are altered and they didn't get caught red-handed, why are you taking down pictures? Even in this CNN article, they said that the British outlets are seeming more legitimate when they come to reporting the disappearance of Kate or the alleged disappearance of Kate. It seems as though they're more legit than the American outlets or just, Americans in general. How does that, like, if they seem more legit than the Americans, that still proves the Americans who are saying something weird is going on, it still proves them right, or at least it makes them look more credible than it does, than uncredible or not credible as this article is trying to make them. Other than the article not just not being entertaining to me, and not everything that I read for y'all is entertaining, but this one was just not it. But it was trying to paint these people out to not have. To not be credible. It wasn't coming from an unbiased standpoint of, hey, This is what's going on social media right now. Folks on TikTok, folks on X are saying this thing, and this is why they're saying it. Boom, here's the evidence. You all make your decision. What they're trying to do, which is what CNN does anyways, is claim to be unbiased, but then have a specific tone to it. They're trying to paint people out to be stupid, trying to paint people out to be crazy conspiracy theorists. I don't know. I'm not going to choose a side when it comes to this. I think it's weird. But if you think I'm honestly going to follow this to the point where it's like, where's Kate? I got to find Kate. I'm sorry, I don't care enough. But if you think I'm going to instantly believe CNN or someone who wrote for a CNN or whatever the case, what they got to say about this situation, absolutely not. Knowing how CNN gets down, knowing how I've talked about CNN numerous of times on this platform about how they get down, how they do their reporting, absolutely not. Now, not everybody that is not CNN is going to be believed, again, simply because these people, right? These amateur forensics folks, as you know, this dude try to make them out to be. Not everybody is credible with their stuff. I get that. Trust and believe, especially if they are on TikTok, the one place where credibility is not at the forefront of information when information is passed on that platform. Definitely not on CNN, but most definitely not on TikTok and X for that matter as well. But I am more inclined to believe people on those platforms than I am on CNN. Now, people can say that's a problem. They're real journalists. They're where they simply just went to school and got their degree. We need to get out of this mindset. I've already said this before. I'm gonna say it again. Time and time again, people from all types of professions just prove that simply having a degree in something doesn't mean that they are the end all be all of. You know, though their word is bonded within these fields. A lot of folks just showed that I can just go to school for 4 to 8 to 10 to however many years they went to get this degree. All it shows is I can read books, I can read textbooks and pass tests and write papers on this very topic. Or I can go to school. That's all these degrees are. A lot of folks, like I said, with the whole TikTok therapist. I've got my psychology degree. You just went to school, my nigga. That's all you're telling me. It's all you're telling me. You're not telling me you really, really know what you're doing, that you're really somebody that should be trusted within this field. All that degree says is you went to school for 4 to 8 to 10 to however many long it took you to get that degree. You went to school for that X amount of years, and because you went to school for X amount of years, you gained X amount of credits, and because you gained X amount of credits, you were able to get that degree. That's all that's telling me, and that's all that CNN tells me when their journalists get on a high horse about, we know what real journalism is, we know what real news is, or just any other news outlet for that matter. All you're doing is saying that you went to school to get this damn thing. You're not showing me that you actually know what it truly means to be a journalist. You just went to school and got the degree. Congratulations. You proved that you can sit your butt down and do schoolwork. I'm supposed to be impressed by that. As someone who's done it himself, who doesn't feel the need to flash my degrees in people's faces, my certifications, all of that. Because I know at the end of the day, it's just a piece of paper that says Ernest sat his butt down and did the work. What's really going to prove that I actually know what I'm doing is by showing it by doing the actual work. Not just flashing these degrees all up in your face. But anyways, not to get sideswiped. I don't want to stay on this topic for too long. I want to ask y'all, with all the weird stuff that's going on within this family, I really want to know, do you still want to be a part of the royal family? Would you be okay with you getting abdominal surgery and then being disappeared or ex, you know, whatever, and then possibly there's a body double or somebody pretending to be you? You know what I'm saying? Acting like everything is okay when you're really locked up in a cellar somewhere, or you're really being sex trafficked somewhere, or you know, you're locked up in a cellar getting ready to be sex trafficked somewhere. You know what I'm saying? Or you know, they plotted your death a long time ago. Or they're gonna do you like they did Diana. Just something to think about, man. It's not just this situation here. It's a bunch of other weird stuff that's been going on with this family. Now I know a lot of people, they're gonna watch this video, they're gonna listen to this and still not give a damn. Because the glitz and glam and all this other stuff means more than their whole dignity. Or they're just not gonna, they're gonna be like, Ernest, you just a hater. You just this, that, and the third. You'll never be a part of that. And you just, all right. All right. We're gonna get into a commercial break and then we'll get into the next topic. Stay tuned. All right, man. This is, let me delete this topic because I just talked about this topic here. Go and do my notes, by the way. Now we're here to talk about the diddler. Ooh, Diddy. So, as I stated last week, I believe it was last week, but yes, as I said last week, I am going to talk about P. Diddy, the controversy surrounding him, and all this other stuff. If you thought I wasn't going to speak about it, to because I was so scared of what he was going to do to me, man, nah. You unfamiliar with me. You unfamiliar with this podcast. If you really think that I'm going to stay away from certain topics because of celebrities and you know all this other stuff, nah. But I will say that honestly, I don't have much to say about this situation. I mean, it other than good riddance, other than there's more. I get it. There's more, meaning there's more people like him that I would love to see taken down. That's not coming from a standpoint that I've seen other people, you know, take, where it's like. Sorry, I'm yawning for the audio listeners, but the standpoint I've seen other people take is he's not the only one. He's just a little guy compared to this guy, compared to this people, these people, but he's still doing it. And my problem with people who make these dumbass arguments about he's the little guy, she's the little woman, or they're just a fall guy, they're a fall person. They still are a part of it. I don't care if they gotta take him down peg from level from the lowest level, I guess the lowest level of creep to the highest of high, if they even reach that high. Take him down. Take them all down. You know? And in fact, I think the reason why Diddy isn't locked up now is because there are high level creeps, even within the law, who are either associated with this or associated with this being with Diddy's low sex trafficking thing, or associated with sex trafficking in general. People gonna hate me for bringing this up. I was bringing it up in the past to troll, and I'm still doing it now, but this still rings true. People get upset at the movie Sound of Freedom. Sound of Freedom catapulted at the exposure of all of this. Whether you hated the movie or not, whether you saw it or not, this set the precedent to many people's eyes that this is stuff that actually does happen, that goes down. Now, you didn't need to watch the movie to understand that sex trafficking is real, to know that this is a real industry that is much deeper than just Holly Weird, but this is an industry that has government officials in it. This is an industry that has law enforcement involved in it as well. And I don't just mean law enforcement involved in it in the sense of you have people within a sector of the law enforcement that want to take down the creepers, but people within the law enforcement that are enabling this type of behavior. And it's been going on for as long as it's been going on because you have people who are in charge of taking these individuals down, partaking in it within themselves, and enabling the behavior. You didn't need to see the movie to understand that, but that movie definitely set the precedent for what is going on right now as far as taking down these creepers. For those who are going, again, the argument that I can't stand is he's a small guy or he's this, he's that. I seen one person try to bring up the fact that, again, Diddy's black and you got all these white creeps. You got Dan Snyder coming around here being a creep himself and all the white pedophiles that was involved within those Nickelodeon shows still alive. Well, yeah, still alive, but also not still free, you know, not locked up. That's another argument that I can't stand to see. There's a time where we can bring up race within certain situations. And then there are just certain situations to where I don't give a f who is black, who is not. I don't want this individual to get away with a period. Simply because they got the same skin complexion as I. Doesn't mean I'm going to want them to get away with the situation. By the way, OJ. I'm going to talk about OJ next week. I was looking at my notes, because that last quote just reminded me of OJ Simpson. I'm not going to say rest in peace to OJ Simpson, but I am going to say my piece about OJ Simpson and the controversy behind it next week. So that's a little plug for next week's episode. Stay tuned. But as far as this goes, I'm glad Diddy is about to get his just due. People can theorize why they believe that they're going after him as opposed to other people. And his stature compared to the other big wigs, the people who are bigger than Diddy, right? Could be a large reason as to why these other names have been redacted out of court documents. Now, I heard it was a 72-page document. I did not read not a one page, not a word. I was listening to another podcast that actually read the documents, and there were people who talked about the documents and all this other stuff. I heard a clip that sounded very, very, very disturbing. And I mean very disturbing. It was of allegedly P. Diddy and Meek Mill. That was very disturbing to listen to. That's all I'm going to say about that. Very disturbing. Nonetheless, I also want to get this out the way. And I said this when I talked about Diddy in the past. Before. And the reason why I'm not necessarily saying much is because everything that I said about Diddy, that I have to say about Diddy and these allegations and what's going on at his freak off, at his Diddy cons, the stuff I literally said months ago. If he's doing some wild stuff to human beings, whether it be boys, girls, grown men, grown women, get them up out the paint. Get them out of here. And that's exactly what it's looking like right now. So there's nothing else for me to add. But I do want to reiterate this point that I made months ago as well. My disdain for Diddy or my wanting him to get out of here has zero to do with his perceived sexuality. It has everything to do with the sexual abuse he has been doing allegedly, but he has been allegedly doing to both men and women, young men and young women. That's why I want him out. Not because he might have sex with men and women, but because he is allegedly, and you have to say allegedly for these things. That's the reason why I'm saying it. It's not because I don't want to believe it to be true, but I'm saying allegedly to cover my base. He's been wild. Been a sexual deviant, and it sucks because I'm getting tired and I still got stuff to do. But it's been a sexual deviant, and he needs to get out the pain for that. I understand other people are like that as well, and I'm not saying that Diddy should be the only one punished, absolutely not. But I can't stand when people again, I saw there's this young lady that I subscribe to, love her work, love what she do. But she briefly talked about this, and I mean very briefly. She didn't even go into detail, which is another thing that I can't stand when people bring up something and don't go into full detail. It doesn't make you look like you actually believe that the thing that you said, and also doesn't make you look like a smart individual. And this young lady is pretty smart. But this was just a moment where she did not show signs of intelligence. But she brought up Diddy and she was like, they went after him. She had a big message as to, the truth and 2024 being this year in particular, truth and all this other stuff, like dirty motherfuckers is getting caught up, right? Excuse my language, but dirty MFers is getting caught up and stuff, right? She brought up Diddy, and then after that, she said, even though he is the wrong one, and then she continued on talking, but she didn't continue on talking about Diddy. And I was like, then if he is the wrong one, I'm sitting there thinking, if Diddy's the wrong one, who's the right one? And there's a bunch of people who see this situation. They're like, he's just a fall guy, or he's the small guy. He's guilty, but he's not as guilty as. As who? Name him. That's number one. And if he's the fall guy, name who's he's taking the fall for. Because it doesn't make you look smart. And it's stupid. It's like, I don't want to go that far because I already said enough. You shouldn't have said it at all. You shouldn't have mentioned it at all. You went there. And then as soon as you was pretty much at the line, you're at the line. You might as well cross over. You might as well cross the line. You're right there. And you're the one who brought yourself there. Ain't nobody pushed you there. You wasn't brought there all the way to the line. You brought yourself there. And now, oh, I don't want to cross the line. I don't want to say anything. No, it's because you don't have anything of substance to say. When these situations happen, unfortunately, you always have people who think everything. I made fun of the CNN article for making fun of the people, and pretty much calling them dopey conspiracy theorists. But there's validity in comments like that of people just being dope head ass conspiracy theorists and skeptics in a sense that. Not in a good sense, where you're questioning everything because you truly want to know the truth, but you're questioning everything because contrarians. That's what the word I'm looking for. Not necessarily skeptics, but contrarians, right? Contrarian because you just want to disbelieve everything that seems to be true and believe everything that doesn't seem to be true. You just want to be the complete opposite. And not for the sake of exercising your mind again and trying to see both sides. But for the sake of just being edgy and being against the grain and all this other stuff. And I feel as though this young woman, I'm not going to say her name, but this young woman had a moment like that where she was just like, oh, I'm going to say Diddy is the wrong individual. He's not guilty of, even though my entire message is people getting exposed for the dirt that they've been doing and getting away with for years. And then you bring up Diddy, who is an example of someone who's been doing dirt for years, but then say, oh no, I'm not talking about Diddy, but I'm gonna bring up Diddy anyways. If there are people who fit your message of people who've been doing dirt for years and been getting away with it, why not name them? Why you name someone and that you don't believe fits that description? No, it that doesn't that's not the stuff that flies with me, you know? But if you think I'm going to defend Diddy because he's a black man, no, absolutely not. And I get tired of seeing that. Again, I've stated that before, but I'm going to go in depth. I get tired of seeing black men, or just black folks in general, defend somebody who is black, who is clearly guilty of harming not just black folks, but just harming other people in general. I don't care if you're going to say white people do it too. Once again, white people do a lot of stuff that society should not be doing. Nobody in society should be, not them, not anybody else. Are you then going to emulate that action and then say, well, they did it too? While carrying on this idea that they're not superior, because you copying what they do just means that they're superior. They are the race of individuals. They are the people that we should look up to and emulate and want to be. That's what you're saying with your actions. So if you're going to look at a Diddy and say, well, white celebrities have done what he did is accused of doing too. Or white folks in general, rich white folks have been accused of doing that too. Does it absolve the black man for doing it? Does it absolve the Hispanic man for doing it? Does it absolve the Asian man for doing it? No, and no. It doesn't. So, and by the way, I got my window open. So if you're hearing sirens or outside noise, that's why. But get Diddy up out of here. Get him out of here. And anybody else involved in this situation, get them out of here as well. There's a lot of people that are even close to Diddy to the point where it's looking real. And I'm gonna talk about them folks in the upcoming weeks. So don't you worry. Don't you worry. Just because I don't have much really different to say about Diddy, other than, well, I said get him out of here, and guess what? They're getting him out of here. Doesn't mean that there aren't other people that I'm not gonna bring up. This podcast is gonna get real dangerous. In the coming weeks, coming months, maybe even in the coming years, God willing, right? But for now, I'm gonna say they got the right guy. He's not the only guy, but they got the right guy. I'm not gonna defend him because he's black, because his black self was the one that was willing to sell out black voters. And he don't give a damn about blackness in general. He been robbing black folks for decades. So I don't want to hear anything about being Mr. Pro-Black and defending the black man from a black person that's been harming black folks for over a decade. Get out of here. No. Get him out. Get anybody else involved in the situation out. Black or not, man or not, get him out of here. You shouldn't have been doing dirt. Dirt meaning sexual assault and inappropriate behavior with minors. Not dirt meaning having sex with consensual sex with other men. That is not dirt, and that is not why I'm saying let's get him out of here. allegedly all sex with men and all this other stuff again. Anyways, that's all I got to say about the situation right now. We'll get into the do I have one more topic? Because I remember planning out this episode. Let me look at my notes. I do actually. Oh, I got one more topic, so we'll get into another commercial break. Stay tuned. All right, so the last and final topic that I'm here to talk about is about this controversy going on with the Palladian Project. Now, if you don't know who the Palladian Project is, neither do I, or at least not much. I guess it's some dude who does OnlyFans type videos with people within the furry community. He goes around having sex with a bunch of furries, I guess. Yeah. Stuff that I'm not interested in. But I'm talking about this situation here. It was brought to my attention because I follow this person who actually covered this situation. Her name is the Dadvocate. For those who don't know or may know, you may be familiar with that name. I typically follow her stuff. I don't watch everything she posts, but I am a subscriber of her YouTube channel and I do watch things from time to time. And this was one of those times where I did watch the full video that she did, a full breakdown. I'm not gonna play it here because I honestly don't want my phone is charging, so don't want to get up and have to get it and all this other stuff. But also, like copyright things or whatever the case is, I just don't feel like going through all of that hassle or whatever the case is. Although I've played other people's videos on here before and then did the whole stop and respond thing. I've done that before a few times on here and never gotten in trouble. But this time I'm going based off of memory and based off of just my thoughts in general, because I want to share my thoughts in this situation because. Well, because someone's beeping outside, but no, but because a lot of what the Dadvocate was saying, and I don't know this woman's real name. I'm not a big fan of her like that to know her first name or real name or whatever the case is, but a lot of her content is her opinion, obviously. So within this video is no different. She is sharing her thoughts about certain things. There are certain things she said that I agree with, and then certain things I disagreed with as far as this coverage goes. I'm going to break it down the simplest way. I'm based off of memory from when I first saw this video and heard about this situation. So I'm going to start from the beginning, or at least I believe is the perceived beginning. Don't remember the guy's name, but he's a part of something called the Palladian Project. Like I said, this is supposed to be some type of, furry sex thing, right? Or, within the furry community, they're doing a lot of, yeah, I guess there's sex going on behind the scenes, but on screen, they're just, they're doing whatever they do. You know what I'm saying? So I guess he's like a director in this lane or some type of content creator within this lane. I don't think he dresses up himself as like a furry animal or as a furry. I don't think he's a furry himself, but he's associated somehow with this entire realm. He is in a relationship. He's in one of those weird monogamous polyamorous relationships, which pretty much means that only one individual within a relationship is monogamous and the other one is out being a hoe. Yep, I'm just gonna keep it real and real funky. This situation is real disgusting and nasty work is happening all throughout this situation. And nasty accusations and just nasty work. And yeah, with that being said, I'm gonna turn the light up, but also I'm gonna say some things that may seem insensitive because I just feel like going in raw, pause. But you know, that's just what it is, you know? So I think I've waited long enough to start cursing, so I can start saying darn and all that other stuff. But no, this guy, he finds himself in the middle of a scandal within this realm, and he is being accused of rape, sexual assault of, I believe, two women have came out. One in particular who, this guy, from watching the Davikids video, this guy seems real. I'm not gonna choose sides, but he seems like he got his affairs in order in a sense that he's got all the evidence to actually prove that he's not guilty of what he's being accused of. From what the evidence that he provided, from what I remember when I watched the video, he's got text messages that are very consensual, that are not doctored text mess, doctored talk, doc, messed up text messages that made it seem as though that he was actually being a creep, or made it seem as though that he was, you know, that he had ill intent. And the actual text messages that he has prove that both parties that are accusing him of foul play were actually consensual beings who wanted whatever they did sexually, they wanted it and they okayed it. And in fact, one of the women, the one who's going the hardest with these accusations, there's literally text messages of her pretty much saying to him how much she wants more. She enjoyed what they did so much that she wanted more. This is coming from the heels of her saying that he raped her. We're not gonna say grape. We're not gonna say essay. Yeah. This ain't no Mexican gang essay. No, but no, like, we're not saying all of that because YouTube or TikTok or whatever the case is. You know what I'm saying? They shut it down. I still got the video file. I uploaded it somewhere. Still got the audio file. I still got files. You know what I'm saying? So I got other places to put this stuff up. My points are going to be made. But this woman claims she was raped by Mr. Palladian, and yet there's text messages of her saying how much she enjoyed their experience, how much she wants more, how much she's looking forward to more of that Palladian D. You know what I'm saying? Not to make light of this situation, but he's got the evidence to say, yo, this is what you said to me. You know what I'm saying? And now, simply because I won't leave my girlfriend for you, you're now screaming rape. And this is where the disgusting parts come in. Like I said, this guy is in a monogamous, polyamorous relationship where he's the one who's stepping out, and the woman that he is with is okay, in quotation marks, but okay with him stepping out and having as many sexual partners outside of the relationship as possible. But she's only sexually active to him, right? So it's looking like with this situation, with this first woman who came out, it's looking like that she wants Mr. Palladian, and that's probably not his name, but don't know his name or don't remember his name, so that's why I'm calling him. I'm referring to him as Mr. Palladian. But from the text messages and then from what his actual girlfriend stated that this woman has said to her, it seems as though this woman wants Mr. Palladian all to herself. The girlfriend made statements about how she met this woman at a party. She's met her like once or twice, And the first time she saw her, the girl made these weren't even hints, but these were like a strong comments about how she was going to take her man, essentially. How she was pretty much made comments like, he's not going to be your man for long, or he's going to be with me. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's made these comments the first time she ever saw her, and she said there was some other time that involved another woman where she made comments to another woman about how this man is going to be belong to her, right? So two separate instances where the girlfriend of Mr. Palladian was around, and this girl who had sex with Mr. Palladian and enjoyed it so much that not only did she want more sex, but she actually wanted Palladian for herself. She's now making comments and thumbs up, like the video is telling you. She is now making comments in front of Palladian's girlfriend or wife, fiance, whoever she is to him, and saying, hey, I think just girlfriend, because he made comments about how they were talking about marriage at some point in time, and he was just like, nah, marriage is not my thing. But if I were to marry somebody, it would simply just be with the girl that I'm with right now. It would not be with any of these girls that I'm giving just random dick to. It'd actually be to her. That obviously pissed off the other women that he's had sex with. And people aren't gonna like these comments that I make, or they're gonna feel however they want to feel about it. But I think that this is a case where a man gave good dick to some women and they got dickmatized. A lot of people think stuff like that doesn't happen. For one reason, it's never happened to them, so they never had really good sex or great enough sex to the point where they damn near fell in love with the individual they was getting the sex to, whether it be sex, whether it be dick, pussy, bussy, mouth, all, whatever the case is. You know what I'm saying? Whatever floats your boat. Whatever gets your rocks off, giving you the Trump hands, but no, whatever floats your boat, whether it's both or either or whatever the case, there are situations to where, you know, people end up going crazy after getting a piece or getting some from somebody that they now feel like, oh, this stuff is so good, or this individual was so good to me that I want them all to myself, even if they're with somebody else. I don't know who this Mr. Palladian guy is, other than from what I saw from the video, from the Davocate once again. And to be nice, since I've already shouted her out a couple of times, I will leave her video in the description box below. And you can obviously weigh the differences between her coverage and my coverage, because she was taking the stance of she didn't want to take a side. I'm not going to say that I believe Mr. Palladian, but I definitely don't believe these women. And this is not man versus female. This is no, none of that. This is, I see this situation for what I believe it to be the case. These women had sex with this man. They enjoyed their experience with this man so much so that they wanted him for themselves. When he made it clear that, nah, we just gonna be effing, they got upset. They felt foolish. And when not all women, not all white women, but when white women get to feeling like fools, they somehow rationalize in their mind that it's okay to then accuse a man of something he did not do within the bedroom, which is rape, and say, no, I didn't want to have sex with him. It was forced upon me. I was under the influence of stuff. Now, this is why I personally don't drink or smoke, but also personally why I choose not to deal with anybody who's under the influence of anything when it comes down to sex, not even if I'm in a relationship with them. There have been girlfriends in the past that came home drunk after having a good old time with their girls and wanted some, and I was like, no. 'Cause whether we together or not, you wake up the next morning talking about I'm hurting, or I don't remember doing it. I don't, why am I naked? Why are my panties off? Why am I this? Why am I that? Why? It's my word against hers. I can say, babe, you came home and you was feeling horny, and I was, you know what I'm saying? You was looking good in that dress, and boom, we got it on. It was consensual. You said you wanted it. If she says she has no recollection at all of coming home and grabbing my junk and what, I wouldn't even call it junk. Let's call it what it is. Or no, I'm sorry, but she has no recollection of coming home and groping up on me and kissing up on me and then we taking it to the bedroom. If she says she has no recollection of doing that, it's my word against hers. Unless we have cameras in our house where it's filming everything and it shows that she comes home and then she's ripping my shirt off and she's whatever the case is. But even then, that's like extreme. Because what if those cameras don't have audio? If the cameras don't have audio, she can say, well, I said no. There's no telling whether she said no or yes. Well, I didn't say no, but I didn't necessarily say yes either. And it's just weird to have cameras all in your house, in your bedroom like that. If you're not about the Palladian stuff, you know what I'm saying? But that's just me. But to go back to what I was saying, yes, I'm not gonna paint this dude out to be the perfect dude. But I don't think he's guilty of rape. I think his problem is people ain't going like this and think I'm being silly with this, but I'm actually being serious. You gave good dick to the wrong women. You know what I'm saying? And this is what happens when y'all want to be out here willy-nilly, just giving dick to anybody. I know I've had to learn this a long time myself, but you can't just be giving dick out, the good dick especially, but dick out to just everybody. Folks out here are crazy. Now you got these furry folks, and yes, I'm judging the heck out of y'all. It's something weird about y'all. I'm just gonna give it a buck. There's something weird about y'all. So honestly, I am not surprised that you got some crazies within this community who think that fucking in a furry costume is so fun, but also accusing people of doing things like rape is also a good idea as well. You can't put those things two to two together, but you can put crazy and crazy together, and well, you can put weird and crazy, let me put it that way. I wouldn't say fucking in furry costumes is crazy, but it's weird. And sometimes weird and crazy mesh together. So because of that doesn't mean that everybody within the furry community is guilty of doing what I believe these women are. It also doesn't mean that every man within this community, whether he is a director of furry films or producer of furry films or whatever the case is within the furry business, it does not mean that he can't be guilty of doing stuff like a Harvey Weinstein, doing stuff like a P. Diddy, doing stuff like a Jeffrey Epstein, and all the Dan Schneider. It doesn't mean he can't be guilty of it. But from what I was seeing from the report, again, which the same report that I saw, you can see yourself by clicking the video link in the description box below. I will have it as, you know, the Dadvocates video, you know, something to that effect. It will have her name in it. So go there, watch that video. That's the same exact video that I'm referencing here. You can go check that out for yourself and make your own mind up. But from what I remember, it just seemed as though that it was women who, one, wanted to jump on the bandwagon. It was some women that was jumping on it that had zero business at all. They just did the weird social media thing where You can be associated with, you could cross paths with somebody, the slightest meeting, like you just walked down the street with somebody and you made it seem as though it was a totally, like it was bigger than it really was. That's a lot, especially on TikTok, but a lot of that happens on social media. There was a bunch of women who are accusing this man of doing something when they ain't doing nothing with this man other than cross the street, figuratively speaking. Their text conversation seemed so freaking like insignificant to anything. It was clear that these women were just reaching for social media fame and or just attention grabbing. It was clear. But then you had women who were heavily involved in this situation, but not heavily involved because they're actually victims of, or I would truly believe that they're victims of anything heinous. Getting your heart broken because you had sex with this guy and you thought he liked you, or you thought he was going to end up leaving his girlfriend for you, or you wanted him to like you like that, or you wanted him to leave his relationship for you. These things are not seen in the same vein as rape. These things are not heinous compared to accusing somebody of sexual assault and rape. You got your hopes up, thinking because he gave you the best dick you've ever had in your furry life, that then his wife or his girlfriend, that you were able to just take him away from her because obviously he's having sex with, other women. So I'm pretty sure other women are like, oh, then I don't think he's committed to her. Even though he said in the text message and conversations with these women, listen, I ain't gonna marry none of y'all. I ain't gonna get married, period. But if I were to get married, it'd be with this woman who's been with me through thick and thin, who's let me out here digging down all these. I'd marry her. You know what I'm saying? That's his words. That's what he's saying. That's not how I would move, but that's what Mr. Palladian has it pretty much said. This is pretty much a case of jealousy, and when given a good dick, when given good dick to the wrong person goes, oh, when good sex goes wrong or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it seems as though it's jokey, like, oh, that's this, you're not taking this serious. I'm dead serious when I say that. Like, that stuff happens. That stuff definitely does happen. You might not be privy to it. You might not want to admit to it. You might not want to believe to it. Let me just say it. But stuff like that happens. People get hooked to individuals. And this is why folks always say, sex is just, it's much deeper than just two people physically getting their rocks off. Like there's a deeper connection. Whether you want to believe it or not, there's truth to that. Whether you wanted a deeper connection with the individual or not, it sex is one of those things where it's going to happen. One person is going to get in their feelings about it. Especially the more y'all have it, the more they enjoy it. The more time y'all spend together. Somebody, if not both parties, are going to get their feelings involved. And this situation proves that to be true. It just so happens the man, Mr. Palladian, he's treating it as what he's treating it as. I'm going around fucking all these furries. And meanwhile, they're catching feelings. And because they can't have me, they're taking up this mantle of if I can't have them, no one can. So guess what? I'm going to get him locked up. I'm going to get it so that the woman that he's with right now will not be able to be with him, because if I can't have him to myself, no one can. It's sick. It's sick. I don't care how you felt after the sexual encounters with dude. I don't care what type of feelings you caught. That does not excuse that type of behavior at all. You know? And that's exactly what's going on here. I strongly believe that's what's going on here. People got in their feelings, and now they're accusing him of rape. People are just looking for attention, so they're accusing him of something that they didn't. Like I said, it was their conversation was just we passed each other in the street one day. We locked eyes and everything, but that was it. Really? Is that worth blowing up? Is that worth getting inserting yourself into this drama? No, it's not. But people will do these things for attention. You don't have to want to believe that for it to be true. There's other examples outside of this Palladium Project situation that prove everything that I've said to be true. Sex can get people hooked to the point where they start to get jealous and envious and start to make dumb decisions. People will cross you by the street and make it and blow it into a bigger situation than it really is. And giving good sex to the wrong individual can be deadly. So you might as well be monogamous with that one individual that is willing to let you be polygamous with a bunch of crazies. Because at least when you do that, there's a lesser chance that that woman or that person, thumbs up. Hopefully, it's not a lesser chance that they thumbs up, but no, it's a lesser chance that they're going to accuse you of some stuff than these individuals who are jealous of what that individual has and they want to take that away from them. I'm not too keen on who's telling the truth here, there, and all that. But again, the girlfriend spoke out. The girlfriend said, hey, this woman who's accusing him of sexual assault. She's a liar. She's upset because my man don't want her. She's made comments to me twice how she's going to steal my man from me. And he's made it clear to her that he doesn't want her in that way. And now she's upset because she's looking foolish. This stuff happens. Just because it's, oh my God, I don't want to believe women get down like that. Women get down like that, especially the white ones. You don't have to want to believe something for it to be true. Don't be mad at the truth. Be mad at the people for making it the truth. Don't be mad at the individual telling you the truth. Be mad at the people responsible for these things being true in the first place. I wish the things that I said in this was just the dumbest shit that you've ever heard in your life. Like it was just so unheard of that you're like, Ernest, you was a dumbass this episode. I really wish that was the case. But I got something to tell you before I go. It's not the case. Anyways, this has been another episode of the Ernest Thoughts Podcast. Your host, Ernest, or you love Ernest. I'm gonna get off now and then I'm gonna finish doing whatever else I had to do, the boring work. This was the fun work. Now I gotta finish some boring work, but yeah, I'm not gonna do the regular outro, so I'm gonna just leave y'all with a peace out and y'all take care.